Our Ali Rogan has more on this now from the perspective of a parent.
Jeff, Maureen Molak lost her son David back in 2016 when he died by suicide. She is not a plaintiff in this case, but she is the co-founder of Parents for Safe Online Spaces, a coalition of families who have lost children to online harms and are bringing similar lawsuits. Maureen, thank you so much for joining us. First of all, tell me about your son David.
Thanks for having me, Ali. David was the youngest of three boys, and he, you know, we grew up in a Christian home. We went to church on Sunday. He was an Eagle Scout and a basketball player. And after a serious basketball injury, David, while he was rehabbing, turned to social media and online gaming. And over a period of about 8-9 months, we started to see a real change in his behavior. He was showing all the signs of a behavioral addiction, and we were seeking out mental health supports, and that's when he became the target of cyberbullying by a group of classmates at his home. And it was the final match on a huge bonfire that just exploded in our home, and David lost hope and took his own life.
And now today, lawyers for the plaintiffs in this social media case are arguing that this is about the ABCs, which stands for addicting the brains of children intentionally doing so. Would you say that that has been your experience, that that is what happens to children? And do you draw a line between David's use of social media and his death?
I absolutely do believe that it played a major role, if not the catalyst of what made him take his life, or to feel like that there was no way out of the situation. And, you know, in my particular situation, David's behavior was he would get angry and aggressive when we would try to get him to stop using his devices. He was sneaking around using them when he wasn't supposed to. He was lying about completing his schoolwork. And then there towards the end, he started stealing from us in order to purchase virtual assets to increase his player power through some of these gaming platforms. Even after David was medically cleared to go back and play basketball, he no longer had the desire to, and he preferred to sit behind a screen. And that's when we knew we were in a very serious situation with him. And parents that I have been working with for the last 4 years or so have been crying out that these social media companies are designing them in a way that is addicting our children, and they are operating with complete impunity.
I'd like to read from you to you the statement from Meta today, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram. Quote, "We strongly disagree with these allegations and are confident the evidence will show our longstanding commitment to supporting young people. For over a decade, we've listened to parents to make meaningful changes, like introducing teen accounts with built-in protections and providing parents with tools to manage their teen's experience." How do you respond?
Well, first of all, of course they're going to say that because they are on trial right now. I would just say that we've been working with whistleblowers for many years, and we know that the internal documents, we're going to see the evidence. We're going to see new evidence that's going to be released this week that's going to show that what Meta claims is not actually the truth. And so, you know, all of the internal documents that are going to show that even their own internal research is going to show that they were addicting kids, they knew what was happening, and they didn't do enough to stop it.
Maureen, you were in the hearing room with Mark Zuckerberg when he testified before the Senate in 2024. I'd like to ask you what that was like, and how do you think parents who are in the courtroom with him today are feeling?
Well, it was a very surreal moment to be that close to Mark Zuckerberg, knowing that David was harmed on his platform, Instagram. And the apology was a forced apology. It was a very shallow apology. But what he's done since then, actions speak much louder than words.
Are you hoping for any recourse as a result of this particular trial?
I think we're going to see the court of public opinion. I think parents will be vindicated. I think these families who have been talking about this and not knowing what to do in order to protect their kids online, this is not a parent problem. So I think that what we're going to see is actual change is going to come out of these this trial. This is not the only trial we're going to see. There's many more to come.
Maureen Molak, co-founder of Parents for Safe Online Spaces, thank you so much.
Thank you, Allie.